Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 52, Scene 2, Rukmini's Anxiety. Meanwhile, inside the palace, Rukmini was expecting Krishna to arrive. But when neither he nor the Brahmana who took her message appeared, Rukmini became full of anxiety and began to think how unfortunate she was. There is only one night between today and my marriage day, and still neither the Brahmana nor Shyama Sundara has returned. So I cannot ascertain any reason for this. Having little hope, Rukmini thought that perhaps Krishna had found reason to become dissatisfied and had rejected her fair proposal. As a result, the Brahmana might have become disappointed and therefore did not come back. And although she was thinking of various causes for the delay, still Rukmini expected them both at every moment. Rukmini further began to think that perhaps demigods such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the goddess Durga might have become displeased. It is generally said that the demigods become angry when they are not properly worshipped. For instance, when Indra found that the inhabitants of Vrindavana were not worshipping him because Krishna stopped the Indra Yajna, Indra became very angry and wanted to chastise the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, Rukmini was thinking that since she did not worship Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma very much, they might have become angry and thus tried to frustrate her plan. Similarly, Rukmini thought that the goddess Durga, wife of Lord Shiva, might have taken the side of her husband. Lord Shiva is known as Rudra, and his wife is known as Rudrani. Rudrani and Rudra refer to those who are very accustomed to putting others in a distressed condition so that they might cry forever. Rukmini was thinking of the goddess Durga as Girija, daughter of the Himalayan mountains. The Himalayan mountains are very cold and hard, and Rukmini thought of the goddess Durga as hard-hearted and cold. In her anxiety to see Krishna, Rukmini, who was after all still a child, thought in this way about the different demigods. For example, the gopis worshipped goddess Katyayani in order to get Krishna as their husband. Similarly, Rukmini was thinking of the various types of demigods, not for her material benefit, but in respect to Krishna. Praying to demigods in order to achieve the favor of Krishna is not irregular, and Rukmini was fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Even though Rukmini pacified herself by thinking that the time for Govinda to arrive had not yet expired, Rukmini felt that she was hoping against hope. Rukmini began to shed tears, and when they became more forceful, Rukmini closed her eyes in utter helplessness. But while Rukmini was in such deep thought, all of a sudden, auspicious symptoms appeared in different parts of her body. Trembling began to occur in her left eyelid and in her arms and thighs. When trembling occurs in these parts of the body, it is an auspicious sign indicating that something lucrative can be expected. Just then, Rukmini, full of anxiety, saw the Brahman messenger. Krishna, being the super soul of all living beings, could understand Rukmini's anxiety. Therefore, Krishna sent the Brahmana inside the palace to let her know that he had arrived. When Rukmini saw the Brahmana, she could understand the auspicious trembling of her body, and she immediately became elated. Rukmini smiled and inquired from the Brahman whether or not Krishna had already come. The Brahmana replied that the son of the Yadu dynasty, Sri Krishna, had indeed arrived. And the Brahmana further encouraged Rukmini by saying that Krishna did promise to carry her away without fail. Rukmini was so elated by the Brahmana's message that she wanted to give him in charity everything she possessed. However, finding nothing suitable for presentation, Rukmini simply offered him her respectful obeisances. The significance of offering respectful obeisances to a superior is that the one offering obeisances is obliged to the respected person. In other words, Rukmini implied that she would remain ever grateful to that Brahmana. Anyone who gets the favor of the goddess of fortune, as did this Brahmana, is without a doubt always happy in material opulence. Thus ends chapter 52, scene 2, Rukmini's Anxiety. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Namami Shwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Biolukalad Dhavamanam Paramrishyam Atyantato Vritya Gopya Namami Shradam Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Biolukaladhavamanam Paramrishnam Atyantato Vrutya Gopya.
To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings swing to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter, which was kept hanging from a swing, and who is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her because she ran after him with greater speed, to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisances.